Hello, this is Jeff Kelly, and in this podcast today, I would like to talk to you about bankruptcy and bitcoins. I believe that bitcoins have the potential to change the way that the world does business. I believe they also have a great potential to impact the bankruptcy world. After reading my, I don't know if you read my blog, but if you do, you may see that headline and say to yourself, what in the heck is a Bitcoin? And Bitcoin is a virtual currency that was created in 2009 by some unknown person using the alias Satoshi Nakamoto. It sounds like a mystery, but this stuff is real. Apparently, I don't understand the computer science behind it, but these coins are created with some type of algorithm that, and there's some type of public registry so the whole world can see it. So a lot of people refer to this as the world's first democratic currency. You can see numbers, but you can't see who owns the Bitcoin. So there's a limit as to how many that can be made. I think it's something like 21 million or something to that effect. You can trade Bitcoins in small, tiny fractions. And but the biggest appeal for Bitcoins is, number one, they're anonymous and untraceable, supposedly. And there's no middleman. So no middleman means there's no transaction cost. And a lot of people don't realize this, but Visa, MasterCard, all the credit card companies, they charge the store for every time there's a transaction. They get a percentage of what is sold. And, you know, it may not sound like much, but 2 or 3% can really add up for a large volume of business. But in contrast to credit cards, with Bitcoins, you don't have to pay a transaction cost. They can be used anywhere in the world. And so, you know, if somebody lives out in some remote rural section of halfway around the world and they're trying to sell you something, a lot of times it's pretty hard for these guys to go to a bank, open up a bank account. Bitcoins eliminate that. So it's going to be very interesting. I think this next decade is going to be very interesting to see how does the world react to Bitcoins. Are governments going to get fed up and outlaw them, or are they, you know, can they shut them down, or are they going to be allowed to be traded for various things? So how in the world could Bitcoins affect the bankruptcy world? Well, I think they could affect the bankruptcy world in a very negative way, and the reason why is because I worry, as a bankruptcy attorney, that some dum-dum out there is going to see Bitcoins as an opportunity to hide assets from their creditors and try to file bankruptcy. And I hope that doesn't happen, but knowing the way human nature is, at some point in the future, it probably will. And what'll happen is that person will get caught. I don't know how the federal government will do it, but they do have access to unlimited resources, and they'll find a way, I have no doubt. And somebody will end up in jail. A lot of people don't realize this, but if you commit bankruptcy fraud, that is a criminal offense. I've been practicing for over 16 years. I've never seen it happen. I personally believe that every single one of my clients is 100% honest, and I've never had anybody come in the office and say, hey, I want to tell me how to hide assets or anything crazy like that. If somebody did, I would have to ask them to leave my office as soon as possible because I don't want anything to do with a case like that. And, you know, honestly, a lot of people don't realize just how bad jail is. I have been involved with a prison ministry here in Floyd County before, and let me tell you what, jail is awful. It is an awful place. There is no amount of money worth you giving up your freedom for. So I really hope nobody is ever dumb enough to try it. But like I said, somebody probably will. And then I'm afraid that Congress will overreact and impose new restrictions, making it harder and more difficult and burdensome and costly for the average person to get relief in Chapter 13 or Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Historically, I think this has happened. For example, with student loans in the 90s, you could wipe out student loans in bankruptcy just like any other kind of debt. And that's the way it should be. I think if student loans were allowed to be eliminated in bankruptcy, you would see tuition costs drop dramatically. There would be less demand for college degrees because, or less demand for people trying to go to college because there wouldn't be as much funds available, and it would have to knock down the price. But the way it is right now with the federal government throwing out student loan money, there's no incentive for colleges to lower the price or be economic. They don't have to. They've got the federal government that's just pouring money into this. And what I've seen happen as a bankruptcy attorney, we have a lot of economic slaves, people who cannot get out from under the weight of the student loan debt, all because some dummies back in the 90s abused the system. And there were some well-publicized cases of doctors who, actually, there weren't many, but the one or two that did went to medical school, ran up a bunch of medical debt. Everybody got upset because they filed bankruptcy, wiped out all of their debt, and then went on to make a ton of money as a doctor. So those type of people became the poster children for making student loans non-dischargeable in bankruptcy. What a bad idea that was. But speaking of that student loan issue, if any of you out there listening ever has a itch to run for Congress, you need to make eliminating student loans in bankruptcy one of your issues. It is guaranteed to get you a lot of votes, not just from people that have gone to college, but also their parents who have also guaranteed these loans. It's really sad how many people out there who are well educated, who do have talent, feel like they have no future in this economy because the heavy weight of student loans. I've met with people before that have, you know, $200,000 and even as high as $300,000 in student loans, and they can't find a job that will enable them to ever even come close to being able to pay that debt off in their lifetime. But back to the Bitcoin issue, I hope I'm wrong. And I hope nobody ever tries to hide assets in bankruptcy with Bitcoins, because I'm really afraid that if that happens, there's going to be a reaction, and that reaction will be new laws and new restrictions on the little guy that really needs relief in Chapter 13 and Chapter 7, and the new restrictions would make it more costly, more expensive, and make the whole system less accessible. But like I said, hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully it won't happen. Thanks for listening, and hope you have a great day.